I'm Nathan Cones here with your Week in Review for Sunday, July 25th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, Carroll Judge Gina Bating has been selected to fill a vacancy on the Iowa Court of Appeals. Governor Kim Reynolds announced that Bating will be filling the seat left behind by Judge Richard Doyle of Des Moines when he retires from the Iowa Court of Appeals in August. Bating was first appointed to the bench by Reynolds in District 2B in 2019. At number 9, Carroll County is gaining 9 new death investigators. Carroll County's current medical examiner, Dr. Michael Slattery, requested the Carroll County Board of Supervisors approve the new trainees and increase their compensation slightly to make up for the limited number of available investigators. The board did approve that request. At number 8, a Manning manufacturer's phenomenal growth has led to a major expansion project. Puck Enterprises is building a 100,000-square-foot addition at their site south of Manning. "We've been very excited about this project that is happening," says President and CEO Jeremy Puck, "and it's all happening because of all of our customers' loyal support for all of our products." At number 7, probation was revoked for a Carroll County man convicted in April of lascivious acts with a child. 20-year-old Michael John William Lyons was ordered to serve the original 10-year sentence imposed in that April conviction. His probation was revoked after he failed to properly register his address with the Iowa Sex Offender Registry in April. At number 6, over $20,000 in damage was reported in a two-vehicle accident last Friday near Breda. No injuries were reported. Full details of minor accidents can be found at 1380kcim.com or through the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app. At number 5, the Seasons Center CEO has announced her resignation. The last day for CEO Kim Scorza will be August 31st. She'll be taking over as CEO of the Crittenden Center in Sioux City. Scorza will remain on as a consultant through December to assist the new CEO during the transition. At number 4, a Coon Rapids man has been charged with assault following a Thursday altercation. 22-year-old Dakota Aaron Folsey was arrested on one count of assault, a simple misdemeanor, on Friday by the Coon Rapids Police Department, and he was released after appearing before a magistrate. His next court hearing is August 12th. At number 3, two Lorville residents accused of shoplifting more than $750 in merchandise. Those two individuals, 34-year-old Sean Edward Caldiera and 55-year-old Anne Marie Caldiera, are each charged with third-degree theft and aggravated misdemeanor. Court records show the pair attempted to leave the Carroll Walmart with carts full of unpaid-for goods. And number 2, a Coon Rapids man was killed Wednesday morning in a train-car collision. 62-year-old Marvin Lee Krieger was pronounced dead at the scene at the crossing on S Avenue west of Grand Junction. Authorities say the collision occurred at approximately 8:40 p.m. on Wednesday morning. Then our top story from the past week, a Boone woman led Iowa State Patrol troopers, the Jefferson Police Department, and Greene County deputies in a chase last Saturday. 28-year-old Brittany Louise Hansen is charged with first offense operating while intoxicated, eluding, reckless driving, and other traffic violations. The chase began in the Wild Rose Casino parking lot in Jefferson and reached speeds up to 70 miles per hour. And that does wrap up your Week in Review here on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.